That's the sound of a Florida black bear huffing and popping its jaw. By blowing air out of its nose as well as opening and closing its jaw, the black bear is making a defensive noise because it feels uncomfortable, much like the rattling sound of a rattlesnake makes as a sign of warning. In that sort of situation, wildlife officials say it's much better to back away slowly. And those are the things taught to reduce human-bear conflict, also one of the objectives of bear management units. Under the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's 2012 Florida Black Bear Management Plan, 7 bear management units called BMUs must be established to manage the different bear populations throughout the state. Caitlin O'Connell is the agency's stakeholder coordinator for the bear management program.
And what the bear management unit process does is it allows us as FWC the ability to manage bears based on the characteristics within each of those bear management units. So what works in South Florida might not work in the West Panhandle of Florida, so we can adapt our management practices to suit those needs.
So far, there are 2 BMUs created in the West Panhandle and the Central Florida area. Now officials are trying to create the 3rd unit in the East Panhandle area, which includes Bay, Calhoun, Gulf, Jackson, and Jefferson counties. It also covers Leon, Liberty, Madison, Taylor, Wakulla, and Washington counties. O'Connell says the hope is to gather as much input as possible during multiple workshops they've held so far that they can present to FWC commissioners. And she says they've been getting a lot of input so far.
You know, everything from building a preserve that's high fence to put conflict bears in instead of euthanizing them, to opening up a hunt, and kind of everything in between there.
O'Connell says getting people from all walks of life to sign up as members of the East Panhandle Bear Stakeholder Group is another goal of the workshops. She says they will be helping officials to work through some of the problems that people have been having with bears recently.
Mostly in the East Panhandle specifically, 45% of the calls we get are bears getting into trash. So, locking up trash is a really simple thing to say. However, sometimes it's not a simple thing to do. People don't have garages. They can't afford to build a shed to put their garbage in. So we're trying to find different ways, different options for these people so that they don't feel helpless.
Some ideas already floated by the FWC include bear-resistant garbage cans. Dave Telesco heads the FWC's Bear Management Program. In a video on FWC's YouTube channel, Telesco features the use of 3 brands of rolling trash cans, including some with automatic locking lids like the Kodiak model.
This can has 2 latches, one on either corner. You push the latch towards the front. Again, drop it, and it's locked.
So far, bear-resistant trash cans have been distributed in Franklin, Wakulla, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties. FWC recently partnered with Leon County and Waste Pro to offer free bear-resistant trash cans to 100 residents there. So far, Telesco says about 30 people have taken advantage, and he hopes more will come on board. Meanwhile, the last public workshop for input on managing bears will take place at the Gulf Coast State College's Gulf Franklin campus, located in Port St. Joe at 6:30 Tuesday evening. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.